When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
And back from a hosting for Mark Bennell, The Feed on SBS, Michael Hing. Here's your character sheet.
Hi, Friezo.
If it's spooky, don't be frightened.
Dragon friends,
scurry home and bar the door.
Daylight ends,
and the fiends and ghouls delight in things that scare, so be well aware as you make your way. Don't be led astray, for the goal is near, and your friends are here, and there's plenty more in store.
The air is thin here, yet the ever-present fog of old Barovia continues to swim around you. The castle that you find yourselves in seems abandoned for centuries even, and yet here you stand at the doors, at the gateway of the vampire himself, and the torches already sputter into life. The corridor in front of you is dark and seems to go on forever as the four of you and your pet pig ask yourselves...
Steed.
As the four of you and your brave battle pig... ask yourselves, is this a wise thing to do? For the vampire seems all-powerful. All who have come to stop him so far have met untimely ends. How can four such as you succeed where so many have failed? The wind rustles the newly lit torches, and suddenly you hear...
rustle.
Suddenly you hear what seems to be far off distant strains of music and organ playing in the distance, deep inside the castle, beyond the corridor you now find yourself in. There is nowhere to go but forward. There is nothing to do but advance.
Should we go back? Nah. JK. Rowling. Yeah, boo indeed.
Fear not, stout of heart. Friezo shall lead us forward.
All right.
As has been his wont this entire adventure.
I step forward into the hall. Are we in a hall?
Don't forget, you're half naked and covered in chalk and pigments.
I have no idea what's going on. All right. So I walk in, and I guess I got to find some clothes. Are there any doors in this hallway? Are there any rooms I can sneak off into?
I'm glad you asked. So the corridor seems to go off into the distance. You can make out what seems to be a shiny reflection, possibly a fire, possibly, you know, some kind of reflective surface playing.
How far away is that?
It's a long corridor. It's
like how many meters?
It's like 60, 80 feet.
Oh, and I can't see that it's a fire from 80
it's
feet.
It's very dark, and it's only lit by these torches.
If it's very dark, I'd be very able to see a fucking fire. Sorry, I don't know why I'm getting angry about this.
Hey, Friezo.
Betrayed by my friends,
Friezo.
I don't know.
I've got some leather armor that you could just put on your naked body.
Dark vision, don't you?
Yeah.
You can see, so there is a metal reflective
thing.
All right,
I run towards the metal reflective thing.
All right. You run down the corridor. As you run, sputter, 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 burst, burst, burst. The torches all come to life as you approach them. And as you get to the end, a fire roars into life in front of you. And in front of the fire, in the small alcove, you see a figure. 6 foot tall. A suit of plate armor of ancient Barovian design, oiled, glistening, and it seems in perfect shape.
I put on the armor.
It's gonna chafe. I mean, you can.
Can he still cast spells?
He doesn't have a spell book. That's the least of his problems.
Yeah, I reckon I'm gonna need something. I put on this armor.
Okay, make a strength check.
What do I need?
Just make it 12.
Six.
Okay, you can put the helmet on. You can put on the breastplate and the helmet.
Can I put on the helmet and the shoes?
Oh, I see. So you want all of the movement sneaking penalties with none of the damage resistance.
I want to be able to kick someone in the dick.
All right.
Probably Bobby, I reckon.
Okay, you put on the helmet and the shoes, which seem to fit perfectly.
Cool. What else is there in the...
And it had a sword.
Oh, cool. I'm going to take the sword then. Yep. Ten.
What are you rolling for? Yes, you take the sword.
All right. The 10 is a perception check then.
You see a sword.
I yell to the others. All right, it's safe, guys. Come here.
We make our way towards Friezo. That is the pig and I.
All right. The sound, as you come forward, the sound of the organ music continues to grow. This is a huge high-vaulted corridor. You are impressed and intimidated by the architecture inside. Ruined though it seemed, under the light of the fire, it seems born again. Now, at the suit of armor that is, frankly, Friezo has made a mess of, clattering on the ground, trying to tug his boots on, you see a stairway leading up to the left, and to the right, a doorway. Underneath, you can hear, even more powerfully, the sound of the organ music.
Beautiful. Guys, I don't know if you know this about me, but I love music. So,
I agree. This is a jam. My jam.
What's it called?
Boobop. For organ in F minor.
That's a thing, right, Benny?
Well, now it's in F minor.
All right. Let's go downstairs.
So you're going to head towards the music?
Towards the music. We're drawn to it like moths to a flame.
Who's going first?
Friezo.
We're drawn to it like losers to organ music. Sorry, organ lovers. We head down the stairs towards the organ. I've seen a musical about a haunted organ. I reckon this is going to work out perfectly.
And that musical was called Starlight Express.
Is Phantom of the Opera about a haunted organ, Benny?
No.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. I don't listen to that garbage.
Andrew, all right, we head down the stairs towards the organ.
All right, as soon as you go to touch the door again, familiar, the door slams open and a gust of wind hits you, and beyond it, a few short steps down, you see the room open up into a huge high-vaulted dining room. A large table is laid out in the center of the room, and already the smell of beautiful sweetmeats, exotic pies, delicacies, steamed vegetables.
What's a sweet meat?
It's like livers and stuff, but it's good in the olden days.
Okay.
I believe sweetbread is the thyroid gland.
Sweetbread is the thyroid gland.
Lots of beautiful glistening thyroid glands on a plate.
Or is it the pancreas?
Sit at a table that you can already see is seated for six. At the front, an impressive throne, places for each of you, and even a little baby's high chair for the pig. Each place has been set with a plate and a beautiful golden goblet full of what looks like a precious amber liqueur, but already your attention is drawn to the end of the room, where, flanked by giant ceiling-to-floor mirrors, you see the largest pipe organ you've ever seen. Fulfilled, the only pipe organ you've ever seen. Yeah, orcs have no culture. And seating at that pipe organ, playing in what seems like rapturous ecstasy, pounding the keys with a melody that seems to be imbued with a great sadness and despair, is a figure in a black cloak. And as he suddenly, rapturously concludes his song, a deep silence fills the room, and that figure says, played by Ben Jenkins,
"Nuts!"
Don't you dare! You cannot make another character Snagglepuss. I have worked. No! 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 Sorry.
He's really
upset. It has been. No! No! Stop it! Stop it! You have been in New York. You have been in New York, and I have spent 4 episodes trying to have a little bit of dignity in a gothic Ravenloft-inspired campaign, creating the character of Strahd, and you gallivant in here, and you cannot make him sound like Snagglepuss. For fuck's sake!
Just that the audience were chanting Snagglepuss, yeah. So...
The only problem with that is they were chanting Snagglepuss.
I actually can't...
This person's probably been around for a while and I can't sustain it. But maybe he'll slip into it every now and again.
Maybe when he's casting spells?
Okay, so he sounds like he's like...
He's a Dracula, right?
We just say vampire.
Yeah, we just say vampire. It's like pasta boy for us.
Well, why wouldn't he sound like
spaghetti
a
boy? Spaghetti
Let's
boy.
Let's just find out.
Okay. He says,
fine.
Dave, it wasn't going to be good no matter what.
I mean, what did you expect? Just be thankful it's not Snagglepuss, because I could commit to the bit.
Can you do Huckleberry Hound?
Ooh, Top Cat.
Ooh, what about Droopy? He could be like, win, win, win.
Okay, fine. Fuck it, he's Droopy.
If it isn't the Dragon Prince.
So...
Dave, don't tear up the story.
I've got spare copies. It'll be okay.
All right, I stake him in the heart.
Not please sit and enjoy of my wine. And sweetmeats, you must be weary for
people. We're going to cut this in the podcast because it's not fair to the people in the podcast. But can we please give this every possible chance to work? Can you give it a cool soundtrack with some red lights? And then can you invite them to sit with you?
Yeah, I'll do this again.
Once, it's not your fault.
The famous dragon friends arrived at last. You must be famished from your journey. Please, sit at my table. Eat of my food. I think you will find it quite to your liking.
Can we do it again, but do you make him like maybe 30 kilos fatter?
I won't do it, I'll keep going.
Okay.
It is to me liking, I say, and I look up, and I've eaten an entire chicken.
Yeah, a woman after my own heart.
Can anyone understand what he's saying?
Yes, he said, a woman after his own heart.
The punters bloody love it! No.
Every time he talks again, they make him fatter.
This is not sustainable. Well, I see that Field has tucked into the festivities. Bobby Pancakes, Frizzo, Baston, Storm. Lovely to see you all. You don't get to live for as long as I have without learning a thing or two about research.
About research?
Research.
I'm sorry, what did you say?
About research. You know, with books. And reading.
No, I will not eat at your table, demon. Where is my beloved?
Oh yes, Baston. Do you know, I thought that would make you sit down. They hadn't really planned past saying your name.
I would have been intimidated by your figure. But you sound as one who has many roles under his chin.
Well, as you behold me, you see this is not true. I am tall and slender. Behold my bony arm.
Actually, it is true. He is a dashing figure of a man with jet raven hair and a powerful frame belied in his aristocratic finery. The voice is, if anything, completely inexplicable.
Step away from your organ and face me.
No!
If I had a penny for every time I'd heard that.
Ah, yes, the famous Bobby Pancakes with his quick tongue and sharp balls.
Well?
May I ask you, dragon friends, do you enjoy stories?
Yes, of course we do.
Do you have a storyteller who can tell story for you in more legible voice?
Are you all standing at the door or are you now sitting at
well,
the
table? Well, Phil's at the table.
I'm gobbling down.
All right, this guy's evil, right?
No, yeah, I'm not eating his food.
He's all right to me.
All right, I run at him with my sword. I don't have a witch bolt anymore.
You mean your magic sword that you got at Albus Rumsfeld?
That's mine.
Because he has that.
Yeah, no, the sword I picked up from the suit of armor.
Oh, okay. That is a great sword, and you're a thin, scrawny elf. With a broken wrist.
Yep. Damn it!
I know your mind, Frizo.
I just love how you've just given up. Like, your friends have your stuff, and you're like, oh, well.
I'm just trying to run at this vampire with a sword. I'm the only one doing it, and the rest of you just sitting around making quips and eating chickens.
These sweetmeats is delicious.
She says as she cramps another thyroid into her mouth.
All right, I take off one of my boots and I throw it at the vampire.
All right, you're going to George W. Bush him. Roll a dice.
That is it's a 9, damn it!
No, okay, you know what? You throw it and it hits, it misses him. It goes wide and it hits the mirror. But all of you looking at that, can you all quickly make an intelligence roll for me?
Come on.
Who gets the highest?
19 okay. plus...
I got 1 minus 1. I got 0.
I got 17.
3. I got 20.
So Phil's got a critical fail. What does she do?
I got below a critical fail.
Okay. I'm going to...
She chokes on a chicken.
Bobby, you realize that in the ceiling to floor mirrors, you can see Strahd's reflection.
What?
Hmm. You realize that the organ is flanked by ceiling-to-floor mirrors.
Me very big!
You realize that by throwing a shoe at the vampire, you have lost one-third of your outfit.
But did I smash a mirror?
You do smash a mirror.
Is that 7 years good luck for a warlock or what?
If you're a vampire, it's 14 years of the best luck.
I threw my other shoe at him. Let's go. Come on. 9.
That's the other mirror.
It's a 6.
Does Strahd have anything to say about this?
You are an idiot.
Sorry, did you say that you're a vampire?
I am a vampire through and through.
That's, interesting, because if memory serves me, vampires don't have reflections.
More wine?
No.
Yes,
no.
Please.
Good sound work, Alex.
Thank you.
Lestrade? Is that his name?
It's Lestrade. It's the vampire Strahd von Zarovich.
Oh.
Idiot.
Hey, Strahd.
Yes?
Look me in the eyes.
Yes?
Tell me you're a vampire.
I'm a vampire.
You know what? I ain't buying it. Turn into a bat or something.
He does.
Does he?
No, he doesn't.
Okay, bat, fly up to that rafter.
He does.
No.
I don't feel like it.
Enough of this chit-chat. Baston's going to charge forward and punch him in the face with a dagger.
All right, Baston.
Yeah.
You're charging forward?
Yeah.
All right, great, make an attack.
A glug, 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 glug,
glug. 17, that will do it. Baston, in a moment of ADD addled rage, charges...
Advanced Dungeons and Dragons.
Yeah!
It's actually Attention Dungeons and Dragons Disorder.
That's ADDD.
You charge forward and you draw your trusty knife, for no one has yet trusted you with a sword, and you stab at the vampire's heart. But, surprise of surprises, when you do, the image of him seems to shatter into 12 pieces, and then you realize that the entire organ and the figure of Stride is but another mirror. At that moment... and at that moment, an irritating, mocking laugh seems to fill the air.
Stop mocking me!
And as the laugh gets louder and louder and louder... you okay, mate? Wind seems to rustle through the chamber, and all of the torches are extinguished anew, and as they do, you see the room for the first time again, as it truly is. This time, not a beautiful vaulted dining room, but in fact...
The danger room from the X-Men! No? Okay, that's fine. No.
I see now what you were doing in the other episode.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what he does.
It's annoying, huh?
Yeah, very annoying. No, instead you see a room racked in centuries of neglect, part of the ceiling already gone. In place of the finely laid out table is an old table, worn and rusted. In place of every one of your golden goblets is in fact a tin flagon full of rusted water. The vegetables are naught but roots and soil, and the beautiful, delicious spread of chickens is the figure lying, decaying in repose of a giant minotaur.
Oh! Tastes like beef.
Yeah.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Oh. Was me even eating his thyroid? Oh, me feel so stupid.
The thyroids are still thyroids. Which already now this figure begins to slumber and starts moving, jerking as if controlled as a puppet, and begins to rise from the table. Its flank already cut and carved partly by Filge, and around it, through the mess of decayed foodstuffs and raw flesh, emerge a pair of skeletons that already are moving up from the table.
I clap my hands in delight. Skeletons!
A skeleton stabs Bobby.
And we go into attack. So the first one up actually is you, Bobby. So are you going to waste your action clapping your hands and saying, yay, skeletons?
No, I'm going to charge storm the battle pig towards the minotaur.
You were sitting at a table. You weren't...
I wasn't. I was in the...
You have to get... Storm the battle pig out of her high chair.
Oh, I was sitting at the table. Okay, I run. Wait.
You better look after that goddamn pig.
What?
Or you'll have hell to pay. You look after her.
Okay. Well, I won't do that then. I thought I was on her. I run along the table. I make a dash towards the minotaur and slash at his legs with my short sword.
With your magical plus one sword.
Or that one as well. One in each hand.
That's harder to do.
Okay, just the magic sword.
He's a halfling. He can't use a long sword with one hand.
No, you can use a long sword.
Okay, I'll use a long sword. Now.
Yeah. 8. All right. You slash with an unfamiliar sword that seems strangely familiar to Friezo, and you miss. Next up is Friezo. What you gonna do? What you gonna do, buddy?
Fuck. Can I summon my dragon?
Yes, you can.
I summon my dragon. That's all I got left. Bushu, away! And then I get on the dragon and we fuck off.
Get your fucking nuts off me, you freak.
Let's get out of here.
Why? What? Why are you even here? You do the dumbest shit.
Damn it.
Where's your fucking spellbook, dummy? Did you get robbed?
I think so. I was in a bit of a trance for a bit.
Well, that's just fucking careless. Who gets in a trance? Not me. I'm always on.
Look, at least I'm always in the right existential plane.
It's not an existential plane. It's a plane of existence.
Okay, well, Friezo has an argument with his imaginary familiar. Phil, cheer up.
I'm going to use the Minotaur's own great axe against him.
Oh.
I pick up the great axe and I say, remember this, it's your new worst nightmare. And then I swing it at his head.
All right, great, make an attack.
I got 10
plus
4.
Plus 4. 14. All right, 14. Yes, that will do it. Congratulations. You connect with him and you... It's a great axe, isn't it? We don't have one of these. Hang on.
Yeah.
You... Great.
2d8. Yep. No, wait. 2d12.
Oh, God.
D12's the most unappreciated of dice.
Thank you very much. Oh, perfect.
12 sides.
Oh, wow. Okay, you do 19 points of hit points to it. So it staggers back.
Yeah, it staggers back into my mouth and I finish eating him.
That feels... Okay, let's do one thing at a time. Firstly, it was 15 points of damage, not 19. I'm sorry.
Oh, and I thought I got him.
So no, you did not get him. But now you're going to try and bite his shoulder?
No, I just thought it was a cool finishing move, but if the battle's still happening...
Like a fatality.
Battle's still happening. In fact, it is now his go next and...
And with his mighty horns, he like gores.
Oh, charge. Yeah, he's going to do a charge and gore action at you.
Okay.
All right, great. That's
can I roll a thing? I'm going to use dice cam because I care. No, it's a two.
It's the angle.
It's definitely
it's a two
from this angle.
All right, so...
Dumb cow.
So he makes a lunge at you, the holder of his axe, and he's, however, still unfamiliar on his legs, and he stumbles off the table, kicking chicken carcasses everywhere, and the next one up is Baston.
Oh, Baston. So Baston's over in the corner.
Yes.
Is he close to a skeleton?
They're both at the table.
Baston's just gonna charge in and get into it.
Great.
We're gonna take on a skeleton because
with his little knife.
Yeah, he likes his chances. He doesn't want to look dumb. 12.
12. That'll do it. Excellent. He hits a skeleton.
D4, baby, get out my way. Anyone got it? Wait, I got a D4. I got it.
Thrilling
D4.
Action. Thrilling action.
D4. It's a 1. What's his strength? Probably 18.
It's plus 2, so 3.
3 damage. Gah!
The skeleton looks mildly inconvenienced. The next up is the two skeletons, which now attack. One attacks Baston and the other one attacks Filge. Baston, he misses you. Filge, the skeleton hits you and it deals 5 damage. Next up is you again, Bobby.
How hurt is the Minotaur? What's his?
He's not even beginning to look that hurt yet.
Oh, okay. What way is he facing?
He's facing Filge, so away from you.
Away from you.
So you can sneak attack him.
I sneak attack him, like run up his back and like try to, with my short sword, try and get it right into the back of his neck to sever his...
So you're dropping the long sword?
Yeah, I'm dropping long sword. It's too unwieldy.
All right. Great, make an attack.
No.
7, that won't hit, unfortunately. No. Not having a great time. And the next up was you, Friezo.
I instruct my demon familiar dragon to attack the Minotaur. Please. Please.
He's a pseudo dragon, right?
Yeah, tiny.
Do you have a breath weapon?
He's got a tiny breath weapon.
All right, I'll breathe on him.
He does 6 seeds, and the Minotaur takes 2 hit points of frost damage.
There, was that good?
Yeah, it was really good. I'm really grateful. Thank you for doing it.
Okay, bye. Poof.
Phil, you're up next.
I'm going to cast a witch bolt at the Minotaur.
With your great club?
Yeah, with my wand. I don't know why you keep calling it that. So I wind up my sleeves and I take out my wand And I yell, witch claw, witch bolt.
That's not even how it does
I yell, witch bolt, and I point it really hard at the Minotaur.
Okay, you point it so hard that it hits, connects, and does, congratulations, another 11 points of damage. The Minotaur is now looking injured.
And I look at Hing and I say, easy peasy. Friezo, when I just said Hing.
The Minotaur is next and it attacks you back, Filge, but misses again. You're lucky because it looks very powerful. Its arm's powerful enough to rip even an orc's arms from its sockets. The next is Baston.
Me not scared.
Oh, Baston keeps stabbing a skeleton because he's badass. Hits 16. Watch out. Here comes my knife. 3 damage. Bam!
Ha! You are very, very slowly whittling a skeleton to death.
I am stabberific.
Next up, Bobby.
I take a couple of steps back.
Oh, sorry, no, skeletons.
Oh, skeletons.
First of all, and the skeletons both hit. And one hits Baston for 3, and the other one hits you for another 8.
8?
Yep.
Fucking
skeleton. You've got the good skeleton.
Alright, I had to do some math.
You should get into a rage, maybe.
Okay, from being behind the Minotaur, I like dash between his legs and slide on my back, drawing my short bow. And
you did 3 attacks with 3 different weapons. This is
why not?
Very ostentatious, but go on.
None of them have worked. and fire an arrow up into his face, aiming towards his eyes.
Sure. Still a sneak attack. That'll hit. And so that's... You're going to do... D6 is for your arrow, but then another 2D6 for your sneak attack.
So ooh, many
I got a
D6.
6 for my arrow. And... is that 5?
5. So plus 4, and that's 5. 15 points of damage.
Yes.
So the Minotaur reels, cries in pain in a voice that reminds you all too keenly that you were having a pleasant conversation with him just an hour before. And the next up is Friezo.
I don't have anything. Fuck.
When you're ready, Friezo.
I run at the Minotaur and I headbutt him with my armored head.
All right.
Let's go.
D20, disadvantage because you're not good at headbutting.
All right.
Lowest number.
11 plus 12.
That'll do it. All right. Yeah. D4 plus minus 1 because of your strength.
All right.
Two points of damage. So I just want to point out that your headbutt is as ineffective as a pseudo-dragon's breath weapon. And the next up is Filge.
I'm going to fuck some skeletons up. I'm really angry. I go into a rage.
Great. Roll 2 dice, highest number.
I'm raging. Ah, high. 18.
18, excellent. Roll this.
D12. It's a D12, guys.
12.
12 from 12.
Congratulations. So using Cedar...
Don't I get plus 2?
Yeah, plus 4. So using Cedar's great axe, you cleave one of the skeletons in half and it falls apart in a rickety cascade of bones. And the next one up...
Benny Davis, everyone. Rickety.
Is the Minotaur, which attacks you and misses again.
He's trying to get the axe off her.
This is terrible. Okay, yeah, no, he's trying to grab the axe out of your hands and failing.
Moo. Last skeleton, Baston.
Baston.
Baston. So is his skeleton dead or is his skeleton still alive?
His skeleton is very much still alive.
I'm going to stab you.
Skeletons are not good to
stab.
Dice
camp.
18.
18, he hits him. Where's that D4? Get out of my way. 3 damage.
The skeleton is looking worse for wear. If you do anything for long enough, you get a result.
I whittle in my spare time.
And the skeleton hits you back for a very reasonable 8 points
Ow,
of damage.
Fuck, dick.
So the Minotaur is like sort of staggering around.
That's right.
Okay. I like... leap up and grab onto his straggly beard and hang from it, and with my new dagger that used to be Friezo's, stab up into the soft part in his neck.
He's a skeleton.
Make an attack.
Whatever.
That's a 4. All right. You
realizing that he's a skeleton, you miss the soft part of his neck, which is not there.
No, it's for the Minotaur.
Oh.
I just think that wasn't his beard you grabbed.
What was it? Oh, good grief.
It was his ghosticle.
Friezo.
I I run across to the shattered mirror and I grab some glass.
Yep.
And then I begin, and then I take a shot of glass. And
take
then,
2 points of hit points damage.
Why? Why? I'm being careful with the glass. I can't use it because I have a broken arm and it's a great sword. I already tried that, Ben. Idiot. What sword? What other sword?
He's not listening to you. He's too angry.
I dropped the long sword. Yeah.
You also could have just Wink. Asked to have your spell book back.
I could have asked to have the... When did you drop the longsword?
Hey, Hing, how
After
was your,
I
how was your day,
time.
Hing? Oh, it was pretty bad. I was playing Dungeons & Dragons. A lot of people were heckling me. You were on Australian national TV an hour ago. Yeah. Like, what's happening to your life?
There was a lot of nice tweets, and now I'm here getting bullied by my friends.
Pick up the longsword!
The longsword! I tried!
Do it! Pick up the longsword!
All right, I pick up the longsword, and I fucking cut my own throat. Fuck this, I'm done. Yeah. Oh, look, I roll a 13. What do you think of that, Dave? Huh? What do you think of that?
You really cutting your own throat?
No, suicidal Friezo has
Bushu
gone.
Bushu pops back and goes, dude.
Dude. What?
Go on, don't tempt me. Don't just half jerk me off. Come on, do it for me. Big boy, end it.
13 will do it, roll this dice.
I rolled a 6.
Oh, 6, all right, 9 points of damage. You deal a devastating blow, but more importantly...
Oh, to the Minotaur, yes.
To the Minotaur. But more importantly, the moment that it tastes its flesh, the blade of the sword seems to glow with a powerful, potent magic.
Have I ever used this sword before?
No. I have waited 8 episodes. And it's fucking witch bolt this... Why do you have the sword? Anyway, it begins to glow and instantly does, as it burns with power, another 6 points of damage, which is enough, and the Minotaur, as it is embedded in its throat, seems to vibrate and then explode in a shower of sharp bone shards. Take 3 hit points of damage.
Damn it!
But the Minotaur collapses, with the last skeleton easily overwhelmed by the amount of you. You have control of the room, and you are at last able to analyze the mirror that Baston broke. Beyond it, you see a small chamber, and in that chamber is a figure in fine clothes suspended by black cords in the middle of the room. Investigation shows that it is in fact a puppet of the vampire, and indeed the figure that was used to presumably communicate with you before. Cowering in the room next to it is a filthy, wizened, either a human or some kind of lesser race, but very gross. Is that racist?
Ooh, sounded it.
Just the way you said lesser. It was the tone, really.
Yeah.
Is a filthy figure cowering as you from the light as it is now entering the room.
Don't look behind the curtain.
Wait.
Yeah.
I have seen a musical like this.
I am Strahd the Powerful. Me.
I pick it up by the scruff of its neck.
It goes right up. It doesn't weigh very much.
Not my scruff.
And I stare at it in its eyes and I say, bring me to your master.
I don't know where he is.
I throw him against the wall.
Ow!
I say to him, listen, Strahd, why did you erect all these trickeries and mirrors?
Obviously not Strahd.
He's got the same voice.
It's Strahd.
Work it out, you clever little nanite.
What do you mean? It's Strahd pretending to be a puppet.
Pretending to be a powerful puppet.
Yeah.
Yes, fear me.
The whole point, this is like Wizard of Oz. The Wizard of Oz doesn't exist.
Yeah.
Will the dragon friends ever solve this, the greatest puzzle yet?
What's going on?
What is more likely?
What do you
Is it that Strahd speaks with the voice of an imbecile, or that an imbecile pretended to be Strahd while puppeteering? For the answers to this and many more questions, tune in to the slow series of realizations of Michael Hing that forms part of the adventure of Dragon Friends. Thank you.
Dragon Friends is recorded live at Giant Dwarf Theatre in Sydney. It's DM'd by David Harmon, with music by Benny Davis and voices by me, Eden Lacey, with Alex Lee, Simon Greiner, Ben Jenkins and Michael Hing. Shakira Khan designs our website, and our podcast is edited by Benny and sponsored by PAX Australia, Australia's largest video games and pop culture expo, on this year from November 4 to 6 in Melbourne, with panels, showrooms, tournaments, free play and more. If you like the podcast, we have a Patreon where you can support us and earn bonus content, including this month an 8-bit ringtone download of the Dragon Friends theme. Thanks for listening.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.